bless you. Good morning. Peace in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Peace and blessing in Him. How are you managing in the Republic of Macedonia or in your country with the COVID-19 virus? Here, we've been declared a state of emergency. Yesterday, we also had a curfew introduced between 9 p.m. and 6 a.m. These are certainly strange times that we're living in. Also, the isolation that brings. Many people are self-medicating and they're in isolation. So reach out to your brother and sister and encourage them these days. God bless you. So the message that I'm going to speak about today is our security in an insecure world. A great definition of, and I'm going to speak from Psalm 46. We've had problems doing the share screen, so I'm not going to share it because it's been turning off the live feed. So if I look above, it's the monitor above me for the PowerPoint, so it doesn't look like I can share it with you this morning. I don't have the option of the window to share it. I don't know where it's gone, and I don't want to delay it anymore because we've made many transmissions and they failed to go out live. So a definition of fear: false evidence appearing real. I think that's a great definition of fear. False evidence appearing real. The COVID-19 virus is certainly real, but the fatality of able-bodied people is actually very low. We have Dr. Tim and Dr. Maureen available for advice, so if you need their help and you don't have their contact, please contact me and I'll share their contacts with you. Thank you, Dr. Tim and Dr. Maureen, for being available. Before we move on into the sermon, I would just like to share that statistics have proven that the vast majority of our fears never become a reality. I will say that once more. The vast majority of our fears never actually become a reality. In the Bible, it is written 365 times, "Do not fear." So I want to share with you this morning, do not fear, do not be afraid. 365 times the Bible says that. And I do not think it's a mistake. It's one for every day of the year. A daily reminder that we as Christians can live fearlessly because we are in Christ. We are seated with Him in the heavenly realms. So Psalm 46, I'm going to read the first few verses, and I've called this sermon Our Security in an Insecure World. God is our refuge and our strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and they foam, and the mountains quake with their surging. God is our refuge. He is our shelter, our strong tower. He is our place of refuge. He is our place where we can find shelter from fear. We can find relief from our worries. We can find relief from danger and anxiety. God is the one who protects us. He is the one who shelters us. God is our strength. We don't have to rely on our own strength. God is the one who strengthens us. Often when we rely on our own strength, we can feel insecure because our strength is limited, but God's strength is unlimited. He is the source of our mental and emotional support and well-being. It is where our strength comes from. We have an eternal source, and he never slumbers and he never sleeps, and he is reliable. The Bible says even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles, and they will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not grow faint. While we were on holiday a few years in Montenegro, we parasailed from a speedboat. They let you out on a line with a big parachute. And for the first sort of 10, 50 meters, it is so turbulent. The wind is blowing in your face. And when you step off the boat and go up in the sail, it's so violent and frightening, and it disturbs you, and you can feel the full bluster and gale force wind in your face. But at a certain height, it stops. All of a sudden, you get to a certain height, and it's like you're riding this sail on a thermal. And it really made me think and experience that's how God wants us to experience him. Above our problems, to live above our fears and our anxieties, that we would soar with him like eagles. I think that's a wonderful picture. He is an ever-present help in trouble. Are you in trouble? Praise God if you're not, but trouble will come. It is a promise. It says in the Bible, trouble will come as surely as sparks fly upwards. But God is an ever-present help in the times of our troubles. Isn't that wonderful news? Jesus in the New Testament reveals for us that God is our Father. And that might be an issue for some people at first. Maybe you had a great father, and if you did, praise God for that. Maybe your father was sometimes too busy. Perhaps he was distant, unavailable, uninterested, or even absent. Maybe your parents got divorced, minded, and I know what negativity and difficulty that affects the family unit. Well, if that is your experience, I have a word for you this morning, and I want you to think about this. It's not your fault. If your parents got divorced, it is not your fault. I felt urged by the Spirit of God to share that with you this morning. Maybe you did not know your father at all, and everything that you heard about him was bad. But Father God is not like that. God is not distant. He is not absent. He is not uninterested. He is not too busy. And he is not far away. He is nearby. He is close by. And he is accessible to you. We have access to Father God 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Though the waters roar and foam, and the mountains quake and fall into the heart of the sea. What does that mean? Well, it's a metaphor. It's a picture. It's a description of the worst disaster we could possibly face. Any situation, even like the end of the world. And often things in life can happen and we can become overwhelmed. Suddenly, some little thing happens, something triggers in us, and we can lose control. Perhaps a series of small things, several little things happen, and we feel anxious. Fear gets a foothold, almost like the straw that broke the camel's back. Maybe when we're under extreme pressure, under spiritual attack. It's often the little things that can push us over the edge. Often we persevere in our own strength, and we suffer for that. Like I said previously, our strength is limited, but God's strength is unlimited. Maybe previously you've been hurt, you've been rejected, perhaps overlooked, And there's a foothold. There's a trigger for fear to take root, perhaps a spiritual wound, and that's had not time to heal because we've pushed it down, we've buried it far away, but it comes out like a valve and explodes on us and surprises us. I would really like you to consider reading your Bible these days, really spending time with God, because we have an enemy of our soul. He's called the accuser of the children of God. But the Lord promises us, never will I leave you and never will I forsake you. I'm surely with you to the very end of the age. In different translations it says to the end of the world. We have an opportunity to exercise our authority as the children of God. Russell Carter wrote in 1886, "Standing on the promises of Christ my King, when the howling storms of fear and doubt assail, by the living word of God I shall prevail, standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises I now can see, perfect present cleansing in the blood for me. Standing in the liberty where Christ makes free. Standing on the promises of God." The promises of God are yes and amen in Christ Jesus. The Apostle Peter tells us to cast our cares upon him because he cares for us. We have no reason to carry the burden of our fears, our anxieties that weigh us down, that pull us under, that push us over. We're to cast our anxieties upon him, our fears, our worries, our dreads, to cast them, to relieve ourselves of the burden. Have you ever been fishing when you've cast the fishing rod and the line far away from you? That's what it means to cast our burdens upon God. And we leave them there. We don't wind them back in like we're going fishing. We leave them at the foot of the cross. We leave them in the Father's care. And we exchange his peace for our burdens, the great exchange. Therefore, we will not fear, no matter what happens, because El Shaddai, Almighty God, is our refuge. He is our strength. He is our ever-present help in time of trouble. Selah. We don't repeat that word in the Psalms, but it means to pause, to take a break, not to knee-jerk to our reactions and the things that happen in life, but to let the Word of God penetrate in our hearts. The Lord is our strong tower. He is our shelter. He is our refuge. The world may be panicking, but we have no need to panic because we are seated with him in the heavenly realms, far above powers and principalities. And we have the authority of the scripture that the promises of God are yes and amen in Christ Jesus. Our security in an insecure world. There's a river, from verse 4 now, there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at the break of day. Nations, they're in uproar. Kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice and the earth melts. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God. There is a river of peace in the presence of God. And it pours out from his throne room into our hearts. The Bible says we have streams of living water pouring out within us. Psalm 23 says, "He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters." We can have peace with God despite turmoil around us, despite things going wrong in the world, because our circumstances are not dependent upon this world. They are dependent upon our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ and our Father. It says, he who believes in me, as the scripture says, from his innermost being will flow rivers of living water. We have access to the peace of God. God, where the Holy Spirit dwells, where the Most High dwells. God cares about us. It tells us that even our hairs on our head are numbered. It tells us in the Psalms that even our tears are bottled. God keeps count of our hairs, and even our tears are bottled. It tells us, He keeps track of all my sorrows. You have collected all my tears in your bottle. You have recorded each one in your book. God loves us. God loves you this morning, and he cares for you. Cast your cares upon him, because he cares for you. From verse 7, our security in an insecure world. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see the works of the Lord, the desolations he's brought about on the earth. He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and he shatters the spear, and he burns the shields with fire. The Lord Almighty is with us. El Shaddai is with you. Never will he leave you, and never will he forsake you. A fortress, a place of safety, a refuge from the struggles of life, a place of rest, a place of peace, a place of sanctuary that is impregnable, unbeatable, unconquerable, and unstoppable. There's one thing that we learn from history, and that's often that we don't learn very much from history. But the scriptures record for us God's history, the victory over the enemies of God's people, the desolations he's brought about in protecting the people of God. It is God who fights for us, and after the victory comes peace. Because he breaks the bow and he shatters the spears, and we can learn from history that God is for us, and that we have peace with God, and that we've no need to fear. Do you have peace with God right now? Because you're a child of God. If you are a child of God and the Lord Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, peace is promised. It tells us, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Isn't that a wonderful promise? God is never too busy for us. Never think that God is too busy for us. With everything and anything, we can present our requests to him. What are you listening to? What is going in? I know sometimes I love the internet. I think it is a wonderful resource. But have you ever been received a prognosis from the doctor, or they've told you something and it's a little unclear, and you've gone on the internet, you've looked at Google to find out what's really going on, and it's not done you much good, that you end up, you think you're dying, and the situation is much worse than it is? Well, the COVID-19 virus is real, but the internet and the media can blow it out of proportion. And we must get our source from the Word of God. So I'd encourage you to spend time online with other Christians be mindful of people that are isolated and on their own. Send them a verse, Skype them, message them, WhatsApp, Viber them, encourage ourselves together with the Word of God. Excuse me. And the last verses from verse 10 are wonderful promises and realities of God. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted amongst the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. I think it's essential in times like these that we need to meditate, that we need to slow down, we need to understand that God is sovereign, that we belong to Him, and nobody can snatch us out of His hand. That God is faithful even when we are unfaithful, because He has sealed us with His Holy Spirit and He cannot deny Himself. God is faithful to His covenant, to the blood of the everlasting covenant. He is faithful and He is reliable. El Shaddai is with us. And I would like to encourage you, if you have not accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord, today is the day of salvation, the Bible says. And it says, today, if you hear His voice, do not harden your hearts. Do not leave it for another day. Today is the day of salvation. Repent before God. Say you're sorry for living life your own way. Submit your lives to Him. Because the Bible tells us, to all who did receive Him, to all of those who receive Him, to all of those who believe in His name, He gives the right to become children of God. And we are children of God. And this is not our home. North Macedonia, or whatever country is that you're listening to, is not our home. The Bible describes us as aliens and strangers in this world, because we're passing through. And our refuge and our sanctuary and our hope and our life is hidden with Christ Jesus. So I pray that you would be encouraged today, that you would encourage each other, that you would reach out to people that may be isolated, that may be alone, that you would give them a verse, that you would say hi. We have so much social media, so many applications and so many media technologies that makes that so easy to do today. So thank you for listening. I would like to close in prayer. God bless you. If you have any questions, if we can help in any way, please do not hesitate to contact us. So let us pray. El Shaddai, Almighty God, Prince of Peace, King Jesus, Abba Father, Daddy, we thank you that we can boldly approach your throne of grace 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We thank you, Daddy, that you're never too busy for us. We thank you that you're an ever-present help in time of need. We thank you that you have imputed your righteousness in us through the blood of the everlasting covenant. That you who knew no sin became sin for us, that you, the innocent one, took our guilt upon yourself and died in our place, so we could have an abundant life here on earth and an eternal life with you forevermore. And now we have access to you 24/7. Forgive us when we take that for granted. We repent, O Lord. We repent of our willful sins. We repent, O Lord, when we heard your voice and we ignored your prompting. We repent, O Lord, of our disobedience, when the good we know we should do and we fail to do it. Lord, have mercy. Forgive us for our grumbling and our complaining, our fault finding. Forgive us our gossip and foolish talking. Lord, have mercy. Forgive us our foolishness and sometimes our lack of trust. Forgive us when we do not put you first in our lives. And forgive us when we grieve God the Holy Spirit, if we've looked at anything that is vile, if any language that is unclean, and we've done or said anything that is unpleasing to you. Lord, have mercy. We thank you, Lord, that mercy has triumphed over judgment. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. Grant us the understanding of your wisdom. Give us the mind of Jesus Christ as we fix our hearts and minds upon you right now. Pour out your tangible presence upon us, Lord. Come on, burn up the dross. Burn up the fear. Let us take off the garment of heaviness and put on the garment of praise. Open the eyes of our understanding. Let our ears be on the same wavelength, so we, your sheep, could hear your voice when you speak to us. The God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, give us your spirit of wisdom and revelation, that we may know you more, that we may know that you care and that you love us. I pray that the eyes of our heart may be enlightened in order to know the hope that we have in you and the steadfast, sure hope to which you have called us heavenwards, and the glorious riches of the inheritance of the saint, and the incomparable great power for us who believe. Teach us your truth, that we may live lives before your presence. Reveal to us the power of your might, your power and your majesty. Elevate our minds above the temporary, above the fear of this world, above the COVID-19 virus. Lord, let us pause and reflect and gaze upon your beauty. May we slow down to meditate on the truth of your word and your love. Give us wisdom. Help us, Father God, to prevail through evil. We know that you give gifts to your children and that you're a loving Father. We pray that you bless us and keep us. We lift up the sick amongst us. We pray, Lord, for Pastor Dardian. We thank you for the healing that you've brought to his back injury and the tremendous progress that he's made already. Lord, bring that into completion. We thank you for Pastor Nick that was going to join me today, but he wasn't well. Bless him, Father. Bless him. Give him a good recovery. We think of Nicole and all the other people in self-isolation. Lord, be with them. Give them a double portion and bring them out in full health and victorious. We commit ourselves to you this day and this week. May we fellowship and encourage one another as long it's called today. And the church of our Lord Jesus Christ said, Amen. God bless you. And I'm sorry for the technical issues. I tried to put the PowerPoint on and the Pro Presenter slides, and I think it shut down the live transmission. So forgive me, and I thank you for being patient that you found us. And God bless you. And if you need Dr. Tim's and Dr. Maureen's details, remember to contact me. So God bless you. Have a wonderful week. If there's anything we can do, please do not hesitate to contact us. Go with God. Amen.